It's Cole and Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show.
If you don't love it, leave it.
Afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan.
A little bouncer slowly toward Bryant. He will glove it and throw to Rizzo. It's in time. And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
At 102.3 FM.
Cyclones won't foul. Cousins just dribbles out the clock. And Iowa State has knocked off the number one team in the country, Oklahoma.
On the 1650 The Fan app.
For Wolf Banesh, a three.
Good! You can't be serious with that shot.
And streaming online at 1650thefan.com.
This is what's great about sports. This is what the greatest thing about sports is. You play to win the game. Hello? You play to win the game.
And now, here's your host.
I know I'm smarter than that son of a bitch.
Colbert.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. Welcome in. I am your host, Cole Bear, inside the Circus Sports Studio. It is Wednesday, March 13 of 2024. Hope your day's going well. Appreciate your attendance, however you are tuned in, whether it's on 1650 AM, 102.3 FM on our mobile app on your smart speaker or streaming online at 1650thefan.com. And speaking of the mobile app, with March Madness, I would say March Madness is here. I mean, technically speaking, the NCAA tournament yet to come, but I would say March Madness is here. And if you want March Madness in your pocket, download the 1650 The Fan app, and it'll go wherever you go. So there you go. Looking forward to another night of championship week here on The Fan. We've got a doubleheader, the Patriot League Championship and the Big Sky Conference Tournament Championship coming up tonight here on The Fan. Patriot League Conference Tournament Championship coverage begins at 6:15. Top seed Colgate taking on 6-seed Lehigh. And then rivals collide in the Big Sky Conference Tournament Championship as Montana takes on Montana State. And that's a late one out there with a mountain time tip of 9:15. So central time, 10:15. So if you are a night owl, we got some hoops for you. I can make no such promises that I will be awake by the time that broadcast ends. But if you are, there you go. Maximum Sports. Welcome in. Thanks for being here, like I mentioned. And follow us on Twitter at 1650KCNZ, or X, I should say, formerly Twitter. I'm on X at Real Colbert. Like the Facebook page, type in 1650 The Fan on the Zuck Machine. You'll find us. Hammer the like button. You'll get more local and statewide sports content into your Facebook feed. Bookmark the website, 1650thefan.com. That's where the local and statewide sports content originates from. There's also national sports content there, local and statewide news, programming information, the broadcast calendar, today's Waterloo Blackhawks Minute on Demand, the podcast of this show, all sorts of reasons to make it a regular stop for yourself on the World Wide Web. So bookmark it, make it easy to navigate to 1650thefan.com. Dial me up if you have any questions or comments to add to the show, 319-277-1918, 319-277-1918. I also will put out the cue to call at some point here during the show. Not right now, but at some point, a cue to call today to get someone, at least one someone, qualified for 2024 Bracket Attack. 32 qualifiers this year, and so that's the new school element of it. The old school element is instead of online registration, which was always a mad dash, it was like you guys were like shoppers on Black Friday that you see on the videos. That's what I always thought of when it came to online registration for Bracket Attack. So we're doing it old school, and you're calling in. You got to be listening, you know? That's I want to reward those that are listening to the station and, you know, maybe make life a little harder on the folks that just want to, you know, pay a visit when I'm when we're giving stuff away. You know, I'll say it. We love all of you, just not equally, okay? All of you are appreciated, just not equally. Yeah, everybody's got a favorite child, right? They'll never admit it, but parents got a favorite child. I'll just say, how about we just wrap it up that way? But nonetheless, I'll give out the number, 319-277-1918. Save it in your phone so you can quick dial when I put the cue to call out so you can get qualified for 2024 Bracket Attack. And by nature of going from 64 to 32, the exclusivity of that, anybody who gets in is winning at least a prize. And the grand prize presented by Maximum Sight and Sound, a 55-inch television. So there you go. What more do you need to know to be, well, we got 10 spots left. I'll just take you right behind the curtain right now. We've got 22 qualifiers so far. So Mark Simpson will get at least another couple tomorrow. Boom, we're down to 8. I'll get another one today, at least one. Boom, we're down to 7. Ooh, you better be listening. That's all I'm saying. Email address if you got any questions or comments, or maybe there's someone or something you'd like to hear from or about on a future show. Don't be shy. Email address Cole, C-O-L-E, at 1650thefan.com. We'll get to area sports news and scores here in just a few short moments. After we're done there, we'll take timeout number one, get you a VSiN action update, a national sports update, and a forecast for the rest of this Wednesday, looking into tomorrow and Friday from Megan Mulford. We'll come back in that in the second segment and be joined by our friend, the coach, ESPN college basketball analyst, Kevin Lehman, will join the program. Obviously, all sorts of stuff to talk about with Iowa State, Iowa, you and I, and Drake, and we will do just that, as we typically do. So looking forward to catching up with Coach in the next segment. Make sure you follow him on X at K Lehman Sports. After we're done there, we take a timeout near the bottom of the hour, get your Radio Iowa Sports from Todd Kim during that break. Come back on the other side in the third segment, and longtime Waterloo Bucks general manager Dan Corbin will join the show. Bucks are looking for host families for their team this summer, and a really interesting thing to do for your family. A lot of really great lifelong relationships established out of this host family program, and frankly, you never know. I mean, you could have a future Major League Baseball player or star for that matter staying in your spare room this summer, and there's a lot that goes beyond that potential as well. So Dan will show up to talk about that, and then of course they're already building their roster for the 2024 season, so we will talk a little baseball as well when Waterloo Bucks GM Dan Corbin joins us in the third segment of today's show. After we're done with Dan, we'll take the final timeout, get you an NFL Network update, Dan Patrick's Above the Noise commentary, then come back for a final time and wrap up this Wednesday edition of the show. All right. I will say I have been a prisoner to the NFL free agency. It's been quite interesting. I think most interesting is the fact that the Dallas Cowboys have done nothing at last check, maybe unless they did something this afternoon, besides signing a long snapper. And I know it's content you could go to at any point, but we don't do that on this show. We don't talk. I don't know if we've ever done LeBron MJ before. We typically only talk Cowboys when Jerry Jones has put his foot in his mouth, which happens from time to time, but we don't talk about him too much. But it is funny how Jerry Jones had that quote that, you know, of course, the big national shows and our shows here, Dan Patrick, Jim Rome, Rich Eisen, all latched onto it. Cowboys are good for business. You don't have to like it, but they are. And Jerry Jones having said before the offseason, or right when the offseason was getting going, that the Cowboys are all in. Cowboys are all in. And then last night, Skip Bayless, not a fan of him, but he had a tweet that said all in, comma, thankfully. And the internet was rightfully pointing out, oh man, thank goodness Skip Bayless knew to put that comma there. But that's the benefit of having been a print writer for as long as Skip Bayless was. He does have grammar, thankfully, and he's obviously a big Cowboys fanboy, I would say. And the tweet was just all in my ass. And Jim Rome, as you might imagine, beat that horse dead today. But I'm here for the Cowboy fan meltdown. I will always be here for the Cowboy fan meltdown. And I'm like the guy in the GIF that has the popcorn, sits down in the chair, and reclines it. I'm very much enjoying that. What was the other one? Speaking of meltdowns that I was thinking of. Well, I wouldn't call it a meltdown, and this isn't the one that I'm trying to think of, but Viking fan meltdown during free agency, and I know we got a lot of Viking fans listening. Mark Simpson, my colleague, of course, of Maximum Mornings fame. It's been nice to see the Mark is just pessimistic. He'll just throw in the towel so soon, which I can't blame him as a Twins and a Timberwolves and Vikings fan. But that's the hell of it with the NFL offseason, is that you don't win or lose Super Bowls during free agency, but the NFL being the beast that it is, the media is going to make it look like you have won or lost the Super Bowl in free agency or in the draft. And it may not be the highest brow sports talk in the world, but hey, everybody's got a guilty pleasure, and I'm just telling you, this is certainly one of mine, is watching some of these teams' fan bases melt down. And I'm just over here as a Bears fan, like, I don't feel anything anymore. Whatever's going to happen is going to happen, and then, like, wake me up when they're playing competent football, which they got close to last season. The defense got better, so I don't know. I might be ready to be hurt again by my Bears, but we'll wait for a while until we really dig in on that. All right, let's get into area sports news and scores for your Wednesday. Sixth-ranked Texas cruised to a 70-53 win over the Iowa State women's basketball team in the Big 12 Tournament Championship last night. Longhorns' aggressive defense helped them take a 19-10 lead after the first quarter and build a 19-point lead at halftime. Iowa State cut it to 12 in the third. That was as close as the Clones would get. Iowa State committed 20 turnovers, just 7 from Texas, and they turned all those into 23 points. Audie Crooks had 25 to lead Iowa State. Emily Ryan had 7 and 8 assists, also had 9 turnovers. Second leading scorer Addie Brown held to 2 points on 1-for-5 shooting. The 7th-ranked Iowa State men's basketball team will find out tonight who it will face in its Big 12 tournament quarterfinal. 7-seed Texas taking on 10-seed Kansas State tonight at 6, and Iowa State will play the winner of that matchup as the 2-seed. In that game tomorrow, we'll preempt this show. Pregame coverage will begin at 5 of Iowa State versus either the Longhorns or Wildcats. Tip-off at 6. The Big Ten released its annual end-of-season awards in all conference teams. 3 Iowa basketball players earned recognition. Guard Tony Perkins named to the All-Big Ten second team, and guard Peyton Samford named to the third team. Perkins averaged 14.5 points, 4.5 rebounds, 4.5 assists per game. Samford tallied 16 points, 6.5 rebounds, shot 37% from 3. After one of the more productive freshman seasons by a Hawkeye, Owen Freeman was selected to the all-freshman team and named the co-Big Ten Freshman of the Year. He averaged 10 points and 6 rebounds per game and shared the award with Mackenzie McBacco of Indiana. And that Iowa basketball team is preparing for the Big Ten tournament. Hawkeyes will take on Ohio State tomorrow evening in the second round of the Big Ten tournament in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Hawkeyes the 7-seed, Buckeyes the 10-seed. Iowa needs a deep run in the tourney. I would say semifinals at least, if not the championship game, to get back onto the NCAA tournament bubble. That game tips off at 5:30 tomorrow night. And in case you missed the breaking news yesterday here on the show from Hawkeye Insiders, HawkeyeInsider.com's David Eicholt, when he joined me here on Cole & Company, the Iowa women's basketball team got a big recruit, 5-star Addison Deal. She's a 6-foot guard out of Mater Dei High School in Southern California, the number 12 overall prospect in her class. It's her junior year at Mater Dei, and her season was cut short by an ankle injury in December. However, as a sophomore, she averaged 15 points, 5.5 boards, and nearly 3 steals per game. All right, let's take this time out. We'll get you a VSiN action update, a national sports update, a forecast. Come back on the other side, and we'll talk Cyclones, Hawkeyes, Bulldogs, and Panthers with the coach, ESPN college basketball analyst Kevin Lehman, joins us next right here on The Fan.
This is Brent Musburger's VSiN Action Update on 1650 The Fan.
Check out VSiN's catalog of original podcasts, daily and weekly programming to keep you in the know when you're on the go. Only at VSIN.com.
Cubs in the Cactus League today visiting the Cleveland Guardians. Chicago plus 110, Guardians minus 130 at Goodyear Ballpark. White Sox plus 114 of the Brewers minus 135. Big 12 tournament, Iowa State awaits the winner of today's matchup between Texas and Kansas State. The second-seeded Cyclones are plus 280 to win it all. Texas, a five-point favorite over Kansas State today, the total 143.5. Iowa Hawkeyes 35-1 to win the Big Ten tournament, Target Center in Minneapolis. They open up tomorrow with the Ohio State Buckeyes. For the latest sports betting news and information, go to VSIN.com. Mike Sennett, 1650 The Fan.
Passionate professionals needed. The Waterloo Community School District wants you to join our team. We're hiring dedicated individuals to inspire young minds and shape tomorrow's leaders. Whether you're an experienced teacher, skilled support staff, or simply passionate about education, we have rewarding jobs waiting for you. We offer competitive salaries and benefits, including IPERS and single health and dental insurance provided at no cost. You don't have to be a teacher to enjoy the great working environment at Waterloo Schools. We are looking for paraeducators, coaches, substitute teachers, food service workers, custodians, and more. Don't miss out on a chance to be part of something truly special. Your future awaits with Waterloo Schools. Apply now and unlock your next career opportunity. Visit waterlooschools.org today. Your future awaits with Waterloo Schools, where passion meets purpose.
Corn Country Fest is almost here, presented by Viridian Credit Union. This is a kickoff music festival of the season. Join us Saturday, April 27th at the Hippodrome in Waterloo. It's another incredible tribute to the country legends with award-winning tribute artists performing as Dolly Parton and Toby Keith. A celebration of all things country with live music, food, beer, axe throwing, and more.
Radio
Get your
greatness.
Tickets today and save. Advanced general admission tickets are $23.
Just great
Reserve
radio.
Box seats, veteran and limited VIP seats also available. Learn more at corncountryfest.com.
Now,
too much
your
work.
National sports update on The Fan.
Here's Dan Byer.
The new league year in the NFL is here, and Calvin Ridley has a new home. The free agent wide receiver signed a deal with the Tennessee Titans. Ridley gets $50 million guaranteed as part
of
a four-year deal worth $92 million. The Titans also
agreed
to terms with quarterback Mason Rudolph, formerly of the Pittsburgh Steelers. News just in as multiple reports say the Commanders are signing veteran linebacker Bobby Wagner to a one-year deal. Wagner reunites with his former defensive coordinator Dan Quinn in Seattle, as Quinn is now the head coach of the Commanders. Both were on that Super Bowl winning team when they topped the Broncos in Super Bowl 58. The Chargers released wide receiver Mike Williams today. Raiders let go of wide receiver Hunter Renfrow and quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo. In college basketball, Wake Forest dropped Notre Dame 72-59 in the ACC tournament. Battle of bubble teams in the Big 12. TCU drops Oklahoma 77-70. Kenny Payne out at Louisville.
This is the voice of the Cyclones, John Walters, and you're tuned in to the official station for Cyclone Nation in the Cedar Valley, 1650 The Fan.
I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weatherology forecast. Cloudy skies expected tonight with thunderstorms likely. Lows dip down to about 45. Winds out of the east, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy skies again tomorrow. Thunderstorms likely. Daytime highs approaching 51. Chance of rain showers. Tomorrow night, lows level off around 32. Cloudy skies expected. With your weatherology Cedar Valley forecast, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Right now, it's 72 degrees.
Always in moderation, right? Not with this guy. Get maximum sports from 5 to 6 right here on Cole and Company with Colbert.
Welcome back. Wednesday edition of the show continues. March Madness continues. Specifically, championship week here tonight on The Fan. We've got the Patriot League Championship. Colgate taking on Lehigh. Coverage beginning at 6:15. After that, late night hoops. Big Sky Championship. Montana taking on rival Montana State. That one We'll begin with coverage at 10:15. And to talk Iowa, Iowa State, Drake, and you and I, we bring in the coach, ESPN college basketball analyst Kevin Lehman joins us now. Coach, I'd asked how you're doing, man, but it's March. I sure as hell hope you're doing good.
Well, you know, I got this week off after the Valley tournament, and I go back to my real life. I just got done fixing a furnace at a rental property, so
you know,
I'd rather call it a basketball game.
There can't be that much work in upkeeping a rental property, I imagine.
Dude, okay, you sound like everyone else that does not own one. I have 30 of them.
Well, you need me as a tenant because I'm a really good tenant. The trouble is, you guys keep raising rent. We can't get into though. Let's not get into that. We should stick to sports.
We raise rents because taxes go up and insurance goes up.
Yeah. That's what
it's called. The trickle down. Bidenomics. Trickle down.
Okay, let's talk about basketball.
Yeah, there we go.
Don't let us get sidetracked. Good grief, Drake. Man, what a game that was on Sunday down in St. Louis, the Missouri Valley Conference Tournament Championship. Drake looked like they were gonna have somewhat of a, I guess maybe a commanding win, a dominant win. Indiana State, they crank up the offense like they're capable of. They storm all the way back, and 84-80 is the final of that one. And the Bulldogs, they're dancing. They get the automatic bid. Just thinking back on that game in general, anything about it, Coach, what still really sticks out?
Well, at halftime, Isaiah Swope for the Sycamores had 0 points. So you knew they were going to make a run. And he ends up with 19 all in the second half. You knew they were coming. Could Drake hold them off, especially when the Sycamores took a lead? Because usually when that happens, you know, you kind of wilt, and you would thought Indiana State would have took that thing over. But Tucker DeVries, that dude is a stud. Not only is he scoring it, but the pass he made out to Enright for that three ball.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what gets me about that Drake team, Cole, is they have such trust in one another. Because a lot of times, hey, give it to Tucker and let's stay around and watch. They're all involved, and he shares the rock. I think that's where a dangerous team, and a team that's going to be in the second weekend, the Sweet 16.
Yeah, it's definitely a team where, as talented as Tucker is, the fact that Brody's clearly their second-best player, they've discovered, not that I think they wouldn't have known to say it if they were asked about it before the season began, but they got a handful of reminders, helpful reminders throughout this season that when they get stagnant and they rely on ISO with Brody and Tucker, they're way more beatable. Not that they can't still beat teams that way, and they did, but they're so much more tough to contend with when, like you mentioned, they're sharing the basketball, they have trust in one another, and credit to Darren DeVries, because I remember a couple different pockets in the season hearing audio from him where he talked about, we got to get our ball movement back and our player movement back. And, I mean, at this point, with respect to Josh Schertz, Darren DeVries is the best coach in the Valley, man, hands down.
Well, you got to give Schertz credit because he rebuilt a dormant program in 3 years, and that's not easy to do in this league. But if you look at what Darren DeVries has done there, 6 years, all 6 years, 20-plus wins, last four, 25-plus wins. Think about that one. How hard it is to get 25 wins.
Wow.
And is this the third year in a row they've been in the championship?
Yeah, they won two of them.
Yeah, they've been dominant down there. And the fact that he re-blended an entire new team with Roman Penn gone, DJ Wilkins gone, Sturts on the bench as a GA, and to get those guys to blend that well and trust one another, I'm with you. This guy is a coaching icon. Can the Bulldogs keep him? I've heard he's already got the bump in the salary, and hopefully he'll be there for a long time because the Valley needs him and they need Josh Schertz.
Yeah, it does. And I'll follow up on what you've heard. I've got a reliable source. I'll break it here. Darren DeVries has signed a 3-year contract extension with Drake. And, you know, there's certainly speculation about him being a candidate for other jobs. But what I've also heard is that he's not just going to go anywhere and that he's going to want to be picky and choosy about where he goes. So I haven't seen an opening yet that I think he would say yes to. On the other hand, I guess while we're talking about it, when I saw the Louisville job come open last night, I immediately thought of Josh Schertz. I mean, he's been in that, you know, relative area of the country having success at a couple different levels now. Maybe the Cardinal fans wouldn't be crazy about it, but no better than they've been. If you want to call Josh Schertz outside the box, why not go outside the box and hire Josh Schertz?
Well, it'll be interesting to see if he gets a bid in the NCAA tournament because...
Well, he sure is no better. I mean, come on, man. Well,
yeah, but just think about this. If he doesn't, it's like, okay, what do I got to do at Indiana State to get in the Big Dance?
So yeah.
Sometimes that changes a coach's opinion. Wichita State left the league because they claimed they weren't getting good enough bids playing the Valley. Well, good luck, boys. You haven't been in the tournament since who knows when. The only one that's really left and had great success left the Valley has been Creighton. Their move to the Big East has been huge. Tulsa, unheard of now as a basketball program. So be careful what you wish for. But Josh Schertz, God, that's an interesting one because I've had some great talks with him. He was at Lincoln Memorial for 20-some years or whatever. I mean, for a long time.
Yeah.
In Final Four. And he had opportunities to go. And he said, I didn't want to. But then the lure, can I do this at a higher level against a great coaches, which we see in the Valley. Now he's done it. And I asked him this, do you want the next challenge? Do you want to go to a Power Six, the next challenge? Of course, typical coach speak, I didn't get much of an answer concrete on that. But, hey, I didn't blame him. He's trying to win a regular season title when I asked the question. And same thing, Darren. Here's the thing with DeVries, Cole. You know the family. I recruited him. The whole family lives in Iowa. He was at Omaha for 20 years. I just don't see him jumping for any job. I don't see him leaving until Tucker has exhausted his eligibility at Drake. That family's too tight. And we saw the story on his cousin Easton, who passed away last year. I think he was a year younger. There was so much emotion in that arena on Sunday because of that and the family. I just don't see Darren. Mm-hmm. And you just broke the extension. He's not going to go anywhere unless it's a great fit for him.
ESPN college basketball analyst Kevin Lehman, our guest right now on this Wednesday edition of Cole & Company. Follow him on X at KLehmanSports. All right, let's eulogize the UNI Panthers season. Hard to criticize them for Saturday's loss to Indiana State. I mean, Indiana State played one of its best games of an impressive season, full of good games, but played one of its best games against the Panthers. They were red hot. Ran into a buzzsaw, as they would say that day. Right now, Coach, and we know this can change, but then again, we know Ben Jacobson's team and his program is different in this regard. All but Cole Henry set to return next season. I mean, just what are you thinking right now about these Panthers as their season has come to an end?
Well, you look at this, and it kind of shocked me. They won 19 games. I mean, I was thinking they're going to be around 16 or 17. They won 19 games again under Ben Jacobson. They just need to take that next step. I don't know if they need to add some more physicality in the backcourt or just where they need to go with this thing, but they're so close, Cole. Don't you feel like they're right on the threshold? But Josh Schertz, you know, I call it the ripple effect of Schertz. He's got some coaches fired in the Valley because of what he's done. And if you're Ben Jacobson, you say, hey, I got to get more physical in the backcourt because look at those guys he had, Julian Larry, Conwell. Those guys were studs back there, and you got to get some physical cats to deal with them. So what do the Panthers do? They dip in the portal a little bit because we know that Ben likes to develop players, redshirt them and develop them. But good sign that everybody's back. We'll see what happens in this spring recruiting period.
Some of Jake's best teams have been after they've gotten a transfer, particularly in the backcourt. You know, Paul Jesperson and Wes Washman come to mind.
Ali Frokmanesh came out of Kirkwood Community College.
Another great point. And you know what? It just feels like whether it's personnel, scheme, philosophy, staff, like something could use a tweak and a tweak that can really provide a boost. I'm not sure among what I mentioned, you know, that's why they pay Ben Jacobson as much as they do, but it just feels like there's a couple levers that need to be pulled and you got to pull the right ones or else you're going to maybe get something similar again next season.
Yeah. Here's how close you are. I just looked at the schedule here before we went on. They lose at here's their four games that could have swung the other way. They lose at Evansville in overtime. They got, you know, whitewashed by Murray State at home. I still can't figure that one out. Mm-hmm. That loss at UIC really hurt them.
Yep.
6-point loss. And the loss to Illinois State hurt them. If they switch those four the other way, they're vying for a championship along with Indiana State. But, you know, a lot of coaches are going down their schedule and say the same thing.
Yep, exactly. All right, the Iowa Hawkeyes, they had a tough loss this past Sunday at home, 73-61 to number 12 Illinois. And they really needed that quad one win for their NCAA tournament resume. They've fallen off the bubble. People are saying they could get back on with the Big Ten tournament. I mean, do they really get back into the legit discussion if they get to the semifinals, Coach? I mean,
That's the great thing about the power conferences. You always got a chance, baby.
Man.
I mean, how many chances have the Hawkeyes had? Yeah, if they beat Ohio State and they beat Illinois, I think they're back in the freaking tournament.
Okay. All right. I'll take your word for it.
I mean, look at it. You've got a quad two, almost a quad one Ohio State, and you got a quad one Illinois game coming up. So I really think if they win two, I think they're going to sneak in.
But
I don't think they can win two, partner. I'll get two.
I'll just say this, because why not piss off Hawkeye fans today? Would you bet $100 on Indiana State or Iowa in a five-game series against one another on a neutral floor?
Boy, that's a great question.
Don't fence ride this, coach.
That's a great question. Oh, man.
I know it is. That's why I asked it. That's why they pay me to host the show.
Sycamores, on a neutral court, I think Sycamores 3-2. Because I saw what they did at Michigan State.
Oh, and okay. So I should have asked at Carver. Who are you taking at Carver? You'd take the Hawks, wouldn't you?
Yeah, because they'd have Big Ten officials.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
They're not playing. They're not playing Indiana State at Carver with Valley officials,
partner. Touche. I like how you got
out of it. Even if they do, those Valley guys want to work in the Big Ten, so you know which way that one's going.
Yeah, I like how you got out of that corner I tried to put you in there. Nice work. all right, finally, last but definitely not least, Iowa State. An impressive win. I was really impressed with the win last Wednesday against BYU. Sealed the undefeated record at Hilton this season. And then they lost their regular season finale at Kansas State. Wildcats had everything to play for in that game. And I also think beyond that I'm of the thought where it's like, man, I just don't want to lose. Like when I was competing, just didn't want to lose. But I think for this team that, you know, going into a film session after a loss, which is something they hadn't had happen for a while, it might just be what the doctor ordered to put the polish on the things that need polish for a really good team before tournament time.
Yeah, a little sluggish at K-State, didn't shoot it well. I think this is, you know, they got a couple extra days here. It's probably just what the doctor ordered for the Cyclones. They're playing for a 2 seed right now. And, Cole, do you know this? If they're a 3 seed, are they still in Omaha? Because that's going to be huge. That'll be Hilton West if they get themselves in Omaha. I know as a 1 or 2, they're there for sure.
Yeah, I haven't heard if they could still be there if they were a 3 or not. And I'm not great at that sort of prognostication. It'd be
a home court for them if they do.
Yeah. I mean, Cyclone fans would go own that place, no doubt. I also think Milan Momcilovic, like, he needs some gas in his tank. And, you know, maybe this little bit of rest here will help him. You know, I hate to go to the freshman wall thing, but it is real.
It is, yes.
And, you know, it could be as simple as, with a player of his talent, it could be as simple as, you know, when they get into the tournament, coach, and they're not playing against Big 12 opponents, you might see Milan, you know, get right back to, you know, what he was looking like in the non-conference, and maybe then some.
What happens right now for Iowa State is with their senior leadership, and if they're not seniors, the sophomore leadership from Tam and Lipsy, but Keyshawn Gilbert, Robert Jones, guys like that have to pick that freshman up right now, because this is it, baby. I mean, you got the third season, which is your conference tournament. Then you got the fourth and final season, the NCAA tournament. Freshmen don't understand that because it goes so fast. They're wore out. But those older guys can relay that message. I think that's so important for this Iowa State team. And I think they have the right people in place. I mean, Robert Jones is not going out without one hell of a fight. And I think Keyshawn Gilbert's the same way.
Coach Lehman, great stuff. Always enjoy talking ball with you, and continue to enjoy March Madness, man.
Yeah, this is a great weekend. We got some great games, and how'd you like to be the Bulldogs in Indiana State waiting for a whole freaking week to find out where they're going to play?
Yeah, that's the blessing and the curse of the Missouri Valley Conference Tournament. You get the primetime slot on CBS, but then you got to sit that whole week. So, Coach, great stuff, man. We'll catch up again soon.
I'll see you soon. I'm going to send you a rental application also.
Oh, okay. Yeah, please do. I didn't know you had rentals in Cedar Falls.
No. Hey, I always said you're gonna do this long distance.
No, not moving there, man. Not moving. not happening. Get out of here. All right. ESPN college basketball analyst and famous Iowa City landlord Kevin Lehman, our guest on this Wednesday edition of Cole & Company. All right, let's take this next time out. We'll get you Radio Iowa Sports with Todd Kim during the break. On the other side, we go from hoops to hardball. Waterloo Bucks general manager Dan Corbin joins us next, right here on The Fan.
This is Sports and Radio Iowa. I'm Todd Kim. The Iowa Hawkeye men are getting ready for tomorrow night's start of the Big Ten tournament in the Twin Cities when they take on Ohio State. The Hawkeyes are 18-13 after closing out the regular season by losing at home to number 13, Illinois. The Buckeyes are 19-12 and have won five of their last six since the firing of Coach Chris Holtmann a month ago.
You know, when they were losing, you know, they weren't getting drilled. You know, they were losing close games, and now they're winning games, you know, sometimes by a decent amount. So, you know, I think you looked at that roster coming into the season and felt like they would, you know, be one of the better teams in our league.
That's Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey. The focus for the 7th-ranked Iowa State men has been on offense as they get ready for the Big 12 tournament in Kansas City. In the last four games, ISU's averaged 61 points and only managed 58 in Saturday's loss at Kansas State. They'll open tomorrow night against the winner of tonight's game between Texas and K-State. This is Radio Iowa.
Stop in at Fleet Farm for one of the biggest selections of Milwaukee tools around. Milwaukee's raised the bar on heavy-duty performance, and we've got over 1,100 Milwaukee tools and accessories to help you crush that to-do list. Like the M18 Cordless 2-Tool Combo Kit. 400 pounds of torque packed into just 4 pounds of compact drill driver plus two batteries. Shop all the top brands we carry to help you power through everyday life at Fleet Farm.
Not all people are the same. And yet, when we visit the doctor, our treatments don't look that different. Why is that? Because we just don't have enough information to do it better. By gathering health data from 1 million people, our country's best researchers will be able to develop treatments that are as unique and complex as we are. With this new information, doctors will have a better understanding of disease so they can innovate the next great breakthroughs in medicine. Learn more at joinallofus.org.
I'm Craig Gunderson, General Manager of Jerry Rolling Motors, and we're celebrating over 40 years in business. What's our secret? Hire and retain the absolute best staff in the Cedar Valley. Stop in today to see our expanding inventory of new Chevy and Buicks. 40 years of sales, 40 years of service, 40 years of making Jerry Rolling Motors right for you.
Jerry Rolling Motors, right for you.
Chevrolet, find new roads.
Mid-Iowa Electric Motors and Equipment has over 20,000 square foot of warehouse inventory, making it the largest motor warehouse in North Iowa, Southern Minnesota, and now in Central Iowa. I'm Ryan Lehner. We are your leading source of replacement motors with more than 2,500 motors in stock. We also carry a variety of pulleys, capacitors, and belts. Mid-Iowa's repair shops in Mason City and now in Kessley, Iowa, are capable to rebuild or replace your existing motors. Visit us online at midiowa.com and on location at 16455 Lark Avenue, Mason City, and now in downtown Kessley, Iowa.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
It's Norm Johnson with the Family YMCA of Blackhawk County. Guess what? We're revved up and ready to help local veterans at the Ultimate Tribute Fest, Corn Country Fest. Mark your calendars for the best party this side of the county with all things country on Saturday, April 27th at 5 o'clock at the Hippodrome in Waterloo. Swing by Hurling Hatchet's booth, proudly sponsored by yours truly, the YMCA. All for a good cause, supporting our beloved veterans through Americans for Independent Living. Grab your tickets now at corncountryfest.com.
Every day, First Bank is dedicated to improving our communities by supporting ag operations, local businesses, and generations of families, and by actively engaging in charitable events that uplift our community.
Our investments are in our communities, from small businesses to generational farmers. We support our local schools, organizations, and nonprofits. We invite you to be part of First Bank.
Together, we can build a stronger tomorrow.
Visit firstiowa.bank, member FDIC.
Cole & Company, afternoons 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan and the all-new 102 at 102.3 FM and on the 1650 The Fan mobile app and streaming online at 1650thefan.com.
Yeah, welcome back. Wednesday edition of the show continues. Baseball season, it'll be here before we know it. looking at the whiteboard here in the Circus Sports studio, 15 days until Chicago Cubs baseball is back here on the Fan. Season opener for the Cubs at the defending World Series champion Texas Rangers coming up on Thursday, March 28th. Waterloo Bucks baseball won't be too far behind that. And general manager Dan Corbin joins us now. Dan, how are you doing today? Thanks for being here.
I'm doing good. We're 75 days away from our opening day, so we're rolling.
Baseball fans would never count down to opening day, would they, Dan?
No, not at all.
Well, a big reason to have you on here today is to promote you guys' need for host families, and it's a really cool thing. You know, it's not something that everybody's going to be able to do, but I think there are plenty of people in the audience that listen to the Fan, listen to this show. They're in a spot, especially, you know, given the fact that obviously they're listening, they're sports fans, and it may well just be something that they've never really even thought about. You know, the Waterloo Bucks, they play baseball, but wait a minute, how does it all happen? So I think the best place to start is just tell us about host families and what they do, what they provide for Waterloo Bucks baseball, and really making it possible every summer.
You bet. And so some background. The Bucks are members of the Northwoods League, and all the teams in the league consist of collegiate players. We're a summer collegiate league. And so these are college kids who are looking to make it to the next level. And after their college season's over, they come and play with us. And so this is an unfamiliar place for many of them. We recruit nationally. And so they need some guidance. These kids have lived on their own for 1, 2, 3, 4 years. So they don't necessarily need parenting, but they need some guidance in a unfamiliar town. And the host family program, individuals or families that are able to open their home to 1, 2, or, even more players, provide each player with a bed and kind of become their guide, so to speak, during the summer. It's really easy. Every host family that has gone through the program tells me it's a lot easier than I thought, and there weren't any difficulties. But we offer benefits to the host families, including invitations to exclusive events, preseason, in season, off season, complimentary season tickets for all members of the host family, free tickets to all the Bucks road games, 10% discount at our Suey shop, T-shirts for all the host family members. We have a late season host family night where they're honored on the field. We get you get multiple gifts during the off season. Great opportunity for host family children to be Bucks bat boys and girls at the home games. And ultimately, we think the player will be a positive role model for your family if you have kids. It's perfectly fine to be a host family if you're an empty nester too. And the cool thing about it is you might be getting to know a future major leaguer. We have had 23 former players make it to the big leagues, and so it is cool to see their relationships. The long-term friendships that are built from this, both families that have done it for years are still in touch with many of their former players, and it's cool to see those relationships build. Where I know we got a couple host families down in Florida right now at spring training, watching their former players, get ready for the season. So a lot of benefits. It's something people don't think about, but obviously we need places for our players to live.
Yeah.
And this is kind of the minor league internship experience we offer our players.
I think the follow-up, Dan, if I'm playing the role of someone who's heard what you had to say and is interested now, would be, okay, a roof over the head, a bed. What else, does the host family need to tangibly provide beyond, the roof and the bed?
Yeah, so we ask our host families to ask when the players show up, set their house rules. We'll have guidelines, too, but set your house rules. Then ask your players what they like to eat. And throw some of that in your refrigerator and cupboard. These kids are playing 72 games over 76 days. Half of them are on the road. And the Bucks provide post-game meals after every game. So it's not like they're going to eat you out of house and home. they'll get up. The game gets over late. They'll get home. They've had their meal. They'll get up. They're college kids, so what are they getting up? 9, 10 o'clock. They're going to grab a bowl of Cap'n Crunch and then head over to the Sportsplex to do their workout. Head back, might grab something light at home, called a ham sandwich or something, and then head out to the ballpark for their 3 o'clock pre-work and BP. And, you know, that's pretty it, pretty much it. I'm playing so many games over so many days. They're constantly on the go, so it's not like you have to sit there, feed them, you know, three meals a day, and it's a cool relationship.
Yeah, the Northwoods League keeps them pretty busy with that schedule in the summer. Yeah. And, you know, I want to say I had noticed perhaps you're already starting to put the roster together?
Yeah, that's right. So we're getting contracts in. I think we've already announced 5, 6, 7 guys that we have signed. This year, it looks like once all the contracts finally show up, we'll have about 12 returners from last year's team. That I think we are the second best overall record in the Great Plains East once it was all said and done. So, and field manager Daryl Handelsman's back for his second year. He's got a Bucks leading winningest manager. I think 197 wins. He has just right under 800 wins overall as a summer collegiate manager, and wow. He ranks second in the Northwoods League with he's somewhere around like 450 wins in the Northwoods, second most ever.
And when it comes to building a roster and the ever-changing dynamics of college athletics, you know, whatever the sport may be, but specific to baseball, of course, in this case, Dan, just, you know, what's that like for you? I'm sure it's changed over your years there. Like, what's the most recent obstacles when it comes to trying to build a competitive Waterloo Bucks team?
Yeah, so we'll start our roster process in July for the next season while the preseason's going on. And that basically, you know, we reach out to the coaches that have treated us well, and, you know, we'll get phone calls from coaches we've never heard of, but, you know, it's they're trying to place their players, and we try and figure out, all right, who's going to return, who is going to get drafted, you know, who's a top prospect going to get drafted, you know, do we want too many draftee guys on there, do we want too many guys that are at, you know, LSU, you know, the big schools that we know are going to be in Omaha.
Yeah.
And you try and craft it together. Over the last few years, the pitching has been crazy where the coaches don't want to send their top pitchers out because they don't want them hurt for fall ball. And then we've also had players just, you know, have their coach call them back during the middle of the season and say, hey, you've got your 35 innings in, you know, time to come back to campus. You know, obviously with the coaches that you know, you kind of have that rapport and you can – hey, just have open communication. Let me know when you expect them back. We don't want any surprises, but we've been surprised more often than not more recently than pitchers getting pulled back to campus. And the other thing too is a lot of you know, pitchers, their families, their advisors don't want to pitch during the summer. They want to do the driveline training and just work on velocity.
Yeah.
I don't know how you get better at pitching by not facing top talent. But I am not in their shoes. I'm in my shoes.
Right. Yeah, that is interesting. And you see a lot of that driveline stuff on social media anymore. Finally, Dan, for folks that are tuned in right now and have baseball on the mind, what might you want them to know about tickets?
Yeah, tickets, they'll go on sale to the public on, I think, May 16th is the date we've set. Ticket office will open. But in the meantime, we have season tickets, coupon books, and group outings available for anyone to purchase. So feel free to reach out to us. Waterloo Bucks at waterloobucks.com is our general email.
Dan, appreciate you coming on the show, and best of luck as you guys work to secure your requisite amount of host families. And if there's anything else we can do, you know how to get in touch with us, okay?
Awesome, Cole. I appreciate it.
I appreciate you, Dan. Take care. Have a nice day.
Yeah, you do. Thanks.
Waterloo Bucks General Manager Dan Corbin, kind enough to join us on this Wednesday edition of Cole & Company. And give the Bucks a follow on X at Waterloo Bucks. And Dan gave you the information there for tickets and waterloobucks.com if you're looking for all the details, if you're interested in being a host family. All right, let's take this final timeout. NFL Network update. Dan Patrick's Above the Noise commentary. We come back on the other side and wrap up the show right after this.
Hi, I'm Mike Hamm with NFL Network now on the Westwood One Radio Network. Running back Derrick Henry and the Ravens have agreed to terms on a 2-year, $16 million deal worth up to $20 million, $9 million guaranteed, according to NFL Network insider Ian Rappaport. One day after being released by the Packers, running back Aaron Jones is signing with the Vikings. NFL Network insider Tom Pelissero reports it's a 1-year, $7 million deal. Vikings also signing free agent quarterback Sam Darnold. He gets 1 year worth $10 million. Four-time Pro Bowler Daniel Hunter signing with the Texans. It's a two-year, $49 million contract with $48 million guaranteed. The Bengals traded running back Joe Mixon to the Texans after Cincinnati agreed to terms with running back Zach Moss on a two-year, $8 million contract. And the Steelers are signing ex-Ravens linebacker Patrick Queen, 3 years, $41 million. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
The Cedar Falls School District is announcing kindergarten registration. State law requires that children must be 5 years old on or before September 15th, 2024 in order to attend kindergarten in the 2024-25 academic year. Please call your local elementary school location from the following list: Aldrich, Cedar Heights, Hanson, Lincoln, North Cedar, Orchard Hill, and Southdale. Once you call the school to let them know you have an incoming kindergarten student, the principal will be in touch about additional information and a parent meeting. Completed registration forms are required for all incoming kindergarten students and must be turned in by March 30th to your school building. If you're unsure of your attendance area, please call the Cedar Falls Schools Administration Building. For more information or to download the forms, visit cfschools.org/parents/kindergarten_registration.
Cedar Falls Schools, every student, every day.
Looking for great food? Then welcome aboard to the Steamboat Gardens in Waterloo. Hi, this is Joel inviting you to stop in today. Try one of our delicious daily specials. We have a great lineup. At the Steamboat Gardens, we keep it simple. We have delicious food, comfortable surroundings, and fantastic friendly service. That's why folks in the Cedar Valley have been enjoying the Steamboat Gardens for over 90 years. 90 years. That's worth tooting our horn over. Come aboard today to the Steamboat Gardens at the corner of Falls and Fletcher Avenue, Waterloo.
I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. After just one day of NFL free agency, it's still hard to distinguish between winners and losers. But we did learn a lot about this year's draft. Running backs were a hot commodity on Monday. Saquon Barkley, Josh Jacobs, DeAndre Swift, and Tony Pollard all landed new deals. With the way the NFL operates, that says a lot about this year's incoming rookie running back class. The receiving position was the exact opposite. Despite players like Calvin Ridley and T. Higgins up for grabs, Gabe Davis was the lone notable name to land with a new team. That says a lot about the prospects like Marvin Harrison Jr., Malik Nabers, Rome Odunze, Brian Thomas Jr., and Xavier Worthy. Even more notable was the quarterbacking position, with Justin Fields on the market and the Raiders opting to sign Gardner Minshew, and the Vikings brought in Sam Darnold. That could be a glowing endorsement of this year's deep quarterback class. We're going to learn a whole lot more about this incoming class as we continue throughout this week. I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. If you like using debit over credit, don't you think it's time you also got rewarded? Well, now you can with Discover Cashback Debit. It's a checking account that rewards everyone with cashback on everyday purchases. Plus, you're not charged any account fees, period. Whether you're moving, starting a new job, or headed into that next stage of your life, whatever it is, Discover Cashback Debit is for everyone. Check out eligibility and terms at discover.com/cashbackdebit. Discover Bank, member FDIC. The less your business spends, the more margin you keep. But everything else costs more. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system that brings accounting, financial management, inventory, HR onto one platform. It reduces IT costs, and over 37,000 companies have already made the move. Now through April 15th, NetSuite is offering one-of-a-kind flexible financial programs. Head to netsuite.com/Patrick.
You are listening to the Power Hour of Sports Talk. Cole and Company with Cole Bear. Weekdays 5 to 6, right here on The Fan.
The point I have is being just everybody getting back to what they do best for our team. You know, that might not be shots all the time. It might be setting screens, or it might be cutting. It might be shots for certain people, so just getting back to what makes everybody successful in their role.
That's Iowa State guard Curtis Jones talking about what the Cyclones are working on after their loss at Kansas State in the regular season finale last Saturday, and ahead of tomorrow's Big 12 tournament quarterfinal. They'll take on either 7-seed Texas or 10-seed Kansas State. Those two teams squaring off tonight. Meanwhile, Coach DJ Altsberger says there's a lot of factors that have slowed down Iowa State's production on offense.
We can't continue to put ourselves...
That believe it or not, that is that's not T.J. Otzelberger. Here we go.
You know, in league play, when you're playing other really good defenses, the true objective is to find a way to win. And we've done that most nights, and now we need to just continue to focus on when we've been at our best, what does that look like, and then recreate that to the best of our ability.
And Otzelberger followed up by saying two areas of emphasis this week, ball movement and screening.
When we're getting great screening from our frontline guys, they have greater involvement. We're able to find them on pocket passes, rolls. They're better offensive rebounding position. And it doesn't put quite as much pressure on guys like Taman and Keyshawn to make as many plays. So better ball movement, certainly a byproduct of that as well.
All right, to wrap it up here, I hope you didn't give up. I waited on purpose to see who was willing to wait with me. And that is the cue to call to get qualified for 2024 Bracket Attack. That's right now, 319-277-1918. I'll take the third caller at 319-277-1918, and the third caller will get qualified for 2024 Bracket Attack. Have a great night, everybody. Enjoy the basketball. I'll be back Friday at 5.
You've been listening to Cole & Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show. Heard afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan and the all-new 102 at 102.3 FM.